105.3 Nigeria Info.
Lagos. Good morning to you. Welcome to the second part of Dailies Today. That's right. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
I'm Jimmy. This is a good morning.
That's right. You can watch us on Facebook. You can also watch us on YouTube. Search for Nigeria Info 99.3. That is, if you've not already liked our Facebook page or you've not subscribed to our YouTube channel, just search for us. But if you have, of course, you would get to see us the moment you log on to your different Facebook and YouTube accounts. Let's begin this morning by letting you know that the I Beg to Differ debate competition, the auditions have been extended. The audition will close by 14th of this month. Finally, it will close down. So if your kid or your ward is yet to register, please ask them to do that and then enter for the competition by going to our website, nigeriainfo.fm. That's how to start the registration. All right. Now, let's begin with Vanguard newspaper. Here we go. Cost of governance. Tinubu slashes delegation for FG's trips by 60%.
Oh, this is nice to hear, but it's long in coming, but better late than never. So the president has directed that all the entourage to state and international events be drastically reduced by 60%, which is quite commendable. According to him, the vice president, this was revealed by Ngelale, who's a special advisor to the president on media. According to him, the vice president will also now, the president will travel with only 20 officials as against 50 in the past. The vice president will also now travel with 5 officials, while the first lady and wife of the vice president will travel with only 5 officials. For local trips, Ngelale said the number of the entourage of the president had been reduced to 25, the vice president 15, and the first lady and wife of the vice president 10. The presidential spokesman said the essence of the reduction was to bring total sanity. I like that word. To bring sanity, you know, and prudence to management of resources. So my assumption is that we are going to have various cost cutting measures across the board in governance. And I think there should be a directive also to, there's that for the ministers, but the MDAs, PAMSEX, whatever, across the board, we need to. We also need to look at our protocol, the protocol that we tend to follow. For example, I don't see any need every time the president travels for all the ministers, the service chiefs, all of to go when he's going meet him at the airport. We need to cut a lot of these protocols that we do have. Cut a lot of events that are completely unnecessary to the minimum. Mm. But it's good that the first step has been taken. Why I'm also happy about this is that our work has not been in vain here. For those who thought that we've been highly critical, and so we are the winners here today because we now know the value of criticism. And I hope it now shows that the government itself is listening to us, and probably they might not want to admit, appreciate the kind of things that come from, not just, I don't mean this station alone, but from the media in general. Now we're beginning, it's a bit of a slow inch, but hopefully this would help us trim a lot of things that we are doing. And it says this, there's another thing that I found quite significant. The official trips that will be taken within the country, Mr. President or the Vice President to any state within the country, the massive bills that accrue to allowances and extra code for security details coming from Abuja into these states will be massively cut to the directive of the President. The security outfits within the states, be it the DSS or branches of the military, will be in the front line when he travels to these states. So if he's coming to Lagos, he's not going to be coming with a whole, retinue of military and this and that. Mm. He will use the local policemen here.
That's right.
I mean, that makes sense.
That's right.
That makes sense. So the benefit of this really is that we now know that somebody is thinking. We now know that somebody is observing all the criticisms. So let's keep at it. Okay, calling people, you know, calling listeners, and let's all keep at it. Once we have any idea, we bring it to the fore, and hopefully, at some point, we will get a, we'll get some respite. And yeah, so that's what it is. You wanted to ask me something?
No, not at all. I just wanted to say that it's one thing for the president to say this; it's another thing for his loyalist to act otherwise.
Oh, yes. If you remember...
Because they would think that they want to please him, and they would do everything and anything to please him.
Well, that's always been the problem of any leader. Hmm. The gang of sycophants and whatever, you know, both near him and outside.
Right.
Yeah, you know, the gang of persons who don't know that they're perpetrating evil. You keep pushing a man. You push him. Yeah, what he has done is good. Yeah, he carries the can. Something must have happened. Somebody must have alerted the president to some of these things. Mm-hmm. Say, look, you can't continue like this. I hope this will also go to the parastatals and many more organizations within the president needs to sit back and review. You know how ministers and whatever operate. For instance, he needs to caution the man. I'm going back again to Wiki. Those who feel that I don't like him, that's their headache. I will not allow, as an adult, bad things happen in my country that will be setting a bad example for the young ones. And by the way, this is a quick aside. I'd like to call on Governor Sanwo-Olu and other top Lagos state and indeed concerned citizens to put some control on the behavior of our so-called traditional rulers. It's becoming ridiculous. And all you hear is that... I discussed this with the top APC chieftain some time ago. I keep sending him clips that I see. I think he's just tired. Because he too seems to be overwhelmed. But the government needs to intervene. The governor needs to summon these so-called... I call them so-called because some of them are not even identifiable, but that's another story. But they need to give them a code of conduct. It's becoming ridiculous. And if you claim that they are, if you claim the basis for their existence is because they are the closest to the community, a lot of them are setting a very bad example to the younger ones. If you don't nip these things in the bud, this thing is going to consume us. You have a traditional ruler, bundles of money, using a neck chain of notes to spray a musician in public. I mean, that's not, it's not something that you pretend doesn't exist, and you need to nip it in the bud. So back to this one before I go astray. I think, yes, it's quite commendable.
You know, the reason I said that is because when Ajiri himself was at that press conference, and he said something that struck a chord. He said something like, if you think, I mean, this directive is coming straight from the president. He didn't have to say that. But he had to say that because, of course, of what I said. There would be some people, either his loyalists, either civil servants or something, that would think that packing people behind the president is the way to show that they are for his renewed agenda, sponsoring people to go with the president. They would say that it's not government's money. It's their money.
You know, the person to blame for that is the chief of staff. He needs to sit to the ground. I would have preferred if a seasoned retired civil servant was the chief of staff. This, my cousin doesn't know what it is to be chief of staff. You don't keep following the president everywhere. It's an executive job. It's not a political job. You don't make a politician do it. I said it, you remember when it was up. You don't appoint, if you want to get some mileage, you need a seasoned administrator. And I don't think my cousin, to the best of my knowledge, he's been a lawyer. He's been lawyer stroke politician almost all his life. This is not to bring him down. Of course not. But if he needs to, if you need to move ahead and have, you need a seasoned, who was Obasanjo's chief of staff? Was a retired palm secretary. I've forgotten his name. This epic man. You hardly saw him. So once you have an administrator, that's what the chief of staff is. he'll have a way from shelving all this political whatever. The chief of staff himself, because he's a politician, order, he keeps looking over his back. And he keeps having to be in the eye of the president that he's going to this conference if go with him. No. A chief of staff should be somebody who he just gets the job done. Look at when Fatshola was chief of staff to him in Lagos.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't even know,
To be honest, yeah.
To be honest, it's not a job for a... The problem that this president has is that he's using public offices as a whatever of patronage to his friends and political allies. This country will move forward if you continue to do that. That is why I'm sure it was like, Shetty, you hear now.
Exactly. It was like bringing it into people's ears. Like
yes, because I look at the other day, so embarrassing in the history of this country for a president to have to announce in public nobody should be seen at the Federal Executive Council meeting. And he said his son, but apparently it might not be just his son. And so what you might have is that the all these people would bully those around him. but if he had and he allowed his chief of staff to get the work done like he did when he was governor of Lagos, it'd be much better. But I still commend him for this initiative in all honesty.
Right.
And what I'm beginning to like about him is that it looks as if he listens. And look at the speed with which he dealt with the
what's that?
The ministers.
For
all his worth, we are rock bottom. So a little light that we see, we have to grab it. And I heard the woman has been running around now. She's gone to EFCC, whatever. And that's it. The needful will hopefully be done at some point.
Okay.
And if any of the stories, like Libra said yesterday, if are aligned to the whatever, she's woman leader. I mean, so she's a strong political whatever. But I think he's ready to acknowledge that it is not all these sycophants and all these young people. Their names will not be on the line. It's his.
It's his name. That's right. Let's move on to our next story in the Vanguard, page 5. 585 million naira graft. EFCC grills Beta Edu for hours.
This one don't enter in, no. No bank MD was arrested or detained. That is what the Vanguard says. But the trust says that EFCC grills Zenith, Jaiz, and Providence Bank's CEOs. Okay, it says EFCC grills. Now, when you hear that the EFCC grills, don't just assume that they are guilty or whatever. Of course, the banks will be grilled. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
Of course, I mean, it stands to reason that the banks will be grilled. So, Edu, Sadia, Halima, the clear air on their roles. Edu's suspension commendable, but not enough, says Atiku. Why Tinubu moved swiftly against Beta Edu? I think that has been answered by us.
Mm-hmm.
But this is how the PDP reacts to what's going on. The article's spokesperson, Chaibu, said it was unfortunate that a program that was designed to lift over 100 million Nigerians out of extreme poverty had become a cash cow for successive APC governments. Their own governments were not any better. So let's get that clear. His criticism is right, but he shouldn't put APC, just a government. But they won't do that. Whilst Tinubu deserves commendation for suspending Edu, we believe this is a belated move. I don't think so.
I don't understand the belated part. How is it belated?
I don't think so. It's just plain politics. But you see, Shaibu needs to understand that if you're a spokesperson, if you want to be credible, your reactions must be balanced. When I say balanced, I don't mean if you have one northerner involved, you must get a southerner. No. But there are things that you must face. There are things... Quick aside, during the gubernatorial elections for Fashola's second term, I was consulted by one of these politicians. He paid me first before I talk. So I told him, I said, look, if I were you, my campaign strategy would not, you can't rubbish anything that Fasola has done. He's an anointed one. Where you should really go is that, first of all, recognize and hail all that he has done. But where you have, my head is sinking in Yoruba, and I become Magbanyewole. But what will hold you in good stead is simply to say, I acknowledge what Fasola has done. He's done a very good job. But we need to save Lagosians from the APC. That's all you need to do. And then you go and attack Tinubu from behind.
Strategy.
Yes. The man, I took my hand because I was consulting for him.
It's a job.
I'm sure he must have been laughing at me. It was much later that I then realized that politicians are very difficult to handle. I think he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
He knew what the consequences would be. Because I first of all told him point blank, you might not win this election, but you can set a pace for 4 years' time. This one, you cannot win it. You can't win it. After first, you can't win it. Anyway, let's get back. So let's get back to... Frank Shaibu says that, well, first, he had no business appointing her as minister of such a sensitive ministry. Mm. Yes. President Tinubu needs to do a quick overhaul. If he can just push it to his first 1 year in office, he needs to bring in seasoned... there's nothing wrong with young people, per se. But you look... How old is she? She's 36. Mm. There are so many 36-year-olds. They might not be in your party. You put your country first. A minister, a Nigerian minister, go and say, I want to sue the United Nations. And I heard, I don't know whether it's right or wrong, that she's a lawyer.
Oh.
It's not just pretty faces and young people. There must be something in between their ears. And so he says that, what experience did Beta have in the development sector? How was the man, Ibrahim, with a wealth of experience overlooked? How did the chief of staff to the president, Femi Gbajabiamila, stand as Beta Edu's referee during her clearance at the Senate? What does that mean?
Yeah.
You know, to be fair, it is not only Beta Edu that was involved in this shady transaction. Oh, yes.
Of course.
Oh, yes. She was on an errand. Reports suggest that others in the Tinubu government got cash from this same ministry. Yes. Even in Lagos, there were stories of people getting money under the carpet, 250. Privileged persons. So it is demonic and tendentiously wicked to steal in the name of the poor. Of course, the poor allow all this, but let's go on to some other story. I want us to see if we can cover as much as we can.
That's right. Let's begin by looking at this story here on page 8 of the Vanguard newspaper. Army arrest soldier who blasted Seoul.
No, that the 2 or 3 videos that we saw, everybody has his own blame in it. I think the governor too had his own blame in it. But I've made my reactions to that private, and that's it. But it shouldn't have happened in the very first instance. It shouldn't have. But I don't want to go beyond that. Because there are so many other things for us to think about than this. But I'm glad that the army now nipped it in the bud, because it was a very dangerous signal and precedent. Where anybody in Nigeria believes that their privileges are not subject to law. And I like the fact that Chief of Staff, General Lagbaja, he stressed that. I said, look at the irony. The guys who were in the video were maybe private or something. His chief of army staff saluted the governor, which is what it should be. Once you salute another person, it shows that one is above you in protocol. It's as simple as that. When you see a KBS, you tell him to kneel down.
Exactly. You can't.
You know, it's a pity that we've allowed, especially in the Southwest, this traditional rulership, we've allowed it to balloon and get completely out of control. you know, and I'd like them to step in. These are the things that should be concerned. Some of these are feniferi and well, but they should lock themselves up with some elders. Babalola, Akinyade, the elders, sit back and let's save this. Let's save it's not the country now, what are we? Let's save the Yoruba nation as it were. It's not just having somebody shouting Yoruba nation, when you haven't even tidied anything within. But again, you must stop me from making these asides. So we don't. Anyway, the story is that the chief of army staff said that they've arrested the soldier, one of them.
Yeah.
I suspect it's probably the one with the blue cap.
I suspect it probably the first guy. Because he was saying that the other ones...
Oh, no, the other one is fake.
Yes.
Blade had already told me, he said, oh, see as he put in cap.
Exactly.
And he wasn't wearing any rank. Mm-hmm. He wasn't wearing any rank.
And it was most like half of his speech, he was talking about politics and everything.
No, it was politics. Yeah. It was politics and personal.
Very personal.
But the governor, I hope from that incident now, and those who handle him, the governor should be careful with this thing called publicity or wanting to be quote and unquote close to the people. There's an element of measurement by which you should do that. You know, I remember I was very hard on him when he went for some convocation. I think it was in Lasso. Mm. The major thing to endear yourself to the people is performance. You don't find Fashola involved in all these kind of frivolities. But I hope the lesson has been learned. I was so scared initially. My initial reaction was, oh my God, could this be reflecting what people within the military are thinking? Then, you know, but I'm glad that has been done. So all's well, we hope that ends well in the case of that. Look at this story, but I won't take it. Removal of subsidy was untimely. Governor Makinde, 7 months after. Why didn't he say something early in the day?
Let's go to the Metro page of the Punch.
Ah, I almost forgot. Oh.
What's that?
I now don't know what day it is. I think it's somewhere within the last 4 days. My very good friend turned 70. But I think because of the death of a closer friend between us, Buddy Augusto, he probably stepped it down. Happy birthday, Fala Adeola. You know, he beats me to it. It's very painful. Because I was 1 year ahead of him in school. This is a very painful. But happy birthday, Fala. I wish you all the best. This is what, like our people say, this is what old people see, is what we are seeing now. You know, we lost a common childhood friend. But I still wish him a happy birthday and many, many more years. Okay, so Rivers Hotelier rescued after 25 million ransom. The photograph put here is that of, what's his name?
Who is that?
You don't know this man?
I don't know that man.
That's the next inspector general.
Oluwa. Mm.
Get close to me. You see his name?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Police begin probe of Tiwa Savage petition against Davido. What's this all about? This is a family matter. It shouldn't get this. They probably have some beef between them. The thing about show business is you might discover later, like it happened between Obey and Sonny Ade, that they are laughing at the back and creating this crisis to generate interest. You never heard of the Obey?
I heard.
Command begins manhunt for Ogun Chief. Ogun Chief Abiodun Fulani was killed. Army NAP soldier criticizing Sanwo-Olu in viral video. Okay. Court remands man for robbing German returnee. A Yaba Magistrates Court on Monday ordered the remand of two men, Godwin Markel and Iyi Benjamin, for robbing a Nigerian German returnee and his German wife. Oh, okay. I thought it was the one that robbed his wife. Lagos community fears this outbreak as refuse overrun track. This is a gay game. What else is there? Lagos promises improved school feeding program. The I hope the authorities check the quality of the food that are served our children. I hope they do. Experience has shown that it's usually a means of fraud, you know, contract to just give the children any nonsense to eat. And if I were the governor, I'd send the deputy governor to make surprise visits to some of the schools to check what our kids are eating. If you know you can't feed them well, just leave them. Okay. I remember I had a very robust midday meal when I was in school. The only food I didn't like was they used to serve us one kind of stew on Wednesdays. But my paddy man at that time, Shesanku Yoro, you know, that Baba there.
Yeah.
He was always ready to grab my plate.
Uncle, I didn't laugh.
he was always ready. This will be right. When you had a man like him around you, you know when they say, close your eyes and say your prayer. Ah, about it, you know. Okay, so 11,885 startups empowered in 4 years. That's just nice. And Lagos State government trains local government officials in technical skills. This is for real. Because I've been there. There's a place almost opposite Victor Laya's club. Then I had a reason to go there. Now I'm talking 10 years ago.
Okay.
And it's a skills acquisition for ladies, you know, then. So it's true. You need to, like Mrs. I've forgotten her name, like she said, you need to be aware of what is going on in government so you can key into the various opportunities.
Hmm.
Much as we criticize government, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot.
A lot going on that you can key into. We might criticize, yes, but you go and find out so that you can live a better life.
Mm, indeed. Well, we must go now, but we're back at 9, right?
Yes, we're back at 9. My friend is coming, Chinedu.
Chinedu, okay. Good, good. That should be fun. All right. So we'll be back then. Let's leave Kofi to handle the rest of the show, Morning Crossfire, right? Lagos, thank you for being a part of this. We're back at 9 for Daily Digest. In the meantime, Kofi is here for the last 1 hour of the Morning Crossfire.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.